This 18-acre marsh formed as the glacier melted 12,000 years ago. A ditch was constructed through the marsh by the county in 1898, going from the east to the west that drained the marsh. The lane through the marsh, which is a trail you just walked, was built to give farming access to the south part of the 80 acres and to allow the drained marsh to be farmed. Onions were grown in the marsh until World War II. From 1948 through 1950, marl, used for agricultural lime, was mined from the marsh. Marl is a gray clay-like substance that formed in the bottom of shallow lakes. It was dug with a dragline crane, and the marl was piled on high ground to dry in the area where the brushy marsh trail is located. Marl would dry into a white powder and was sold to farmers to spread over cornfields. The large westmost triangle-shaped pond was where most of the marl was mined. But two other small ponds north of the observation tower were also created this way. In most parts of the marsh, there's a thick layer of peat moss under the water and over the marl. At the observation tower, the peat is 20 foot deep. Beavers showed up in the marsh by 1950 and dammed up the ditch, recreating the marsh that had existed before it was drained in 1898. Because of the marl mining and the digging of three other small ponds, the marsh has a fair amount of open water that is great for many kinds of fish, turtles, snakes, non-poisonous, of course, minks, muskrats, birds, raptors, and waterfowl. The county drainage board has required that the beavers be trapped from the marsh in order to maintain drainage via the 1898 ditch. The platform on the utility pole to the west of the observation tower is an osprey nesting platform. It was used by ospreys for 3 years until 2008 when geese ran the ospreys off. Several young ospreys were fledged during that 3 years the ospreys used the platform. I'm hopeful that we will once again get ospreys nesting on the platform. The large nesting boxes in the marsh are for wood ducks. We get a good number of young wood ducks born and raised in the marsh each year. Watch for the wood ducks during the second half of the summer. The water in the marsh changes seasonally and occasionally dries up during certain very dry years. The water is highest in the spring and lowest in the late summer. The water level begins to rise when the rains in the fall. Most of the plants and wildlife are adjusted to these changes. We get migratory birds in the spring and fall. Some birds nest in the marsh in the summer. There are many spring, summer, and fall flowers that produce seed and fruit for wildlife to eat. Sit on the observation tower for a while with a pair of binoculars, and you'll see many more birds than you realized were there.